from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Part of the Creedence Clearwater Revival Band, one of the greatest American bands of all time. He, of course, wrote Center Field with Willie Mays in the lyrics. And John, geez, boy, thanks for joining us.
This is John Sally.
John Sally.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I don't think Willard's ever heard that in this entire...
Yeah. Your mic's not
you
on.
You haven't been here for 5 days. You don't know what's going on.
Well, man.
I've been here every day, and I don't know what's going on. What is going on?
We may have to rack that back one time. Just one last time. Much like...
Please let Willard hear it in his entirety.
You
know the story.
I don't.
He doesn't know the story. And you know the business.
Why would I know the story? Like, I thought I don't know.
Okay, I'll do it.
I heard you guys talking about it. Yeah, I heard you talking about it on my way in. Yeah.
Not since AJ Ananobi.
So we were in the green room. We were getting efforting John Fogerty.
John Fogerty.
Okay, I'd like to tell him. Since I was the one put on the spot. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Shout out center field.
Willie Mays passes, and the next thing you know how the boss is about, well, let's get some people on the air.
He got the black book.
Nahegan's much different than me. He actually loves calling people to try to get them on the radio.
No doubt. He takes it personal.
Exactly. He's great.
It's like Brandon Ayuk in a contract. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to try to get this guy, and that guy, and this guy, and that guy.
We're going to get everybody who's ever been named Willie.
He said, let's see.
Go ahead.
What do you think about John Fogerty? I was like, John Creedence. Oh, center field.
Center field.
I say, hey, Willie May. I'm like, yeah. Boy, that'd be great. I said, they're from the Bay Area. Evan knew a lot about them, too. I'm like, you know, they're from the Bay Area. They're from El Cerrito. That's a good call. Well, of course, Nahegi must have been trying to get everybody under the sun, and I guess John Sally was somebody who was tweeting about Mays and was on the Best Damn Sports Show, and I guess he called John Sally, thought it was John Fogerty because he said Sally had a gravelly voice.
They do sound the same.
Listen to how excited Steiny sets this thing up.
And so...
Okay, so you thought you were having John Fogerty.
He storms in.
To my ears.
He storms in. He goes, we got Fogerty.
Yeah, I heard it.
We got Fogerty.
Okay, we got Fogerty.
It's Matt did. It picks up with,
we got
in my ear, in my ear, we got Fogerty.
When was this?
Wednesday, my last day.
Where the hell was I? How did this not come up?
It was early. It was... You know,
right,
what?
But because you were sick, you
and
were,
that's why I didn't get to get it. Okay. I was out of energy. To kind
I don't
of
know
let
how
you know
I didn't know this happened.
So here it is. I'll set it up with in my ear. We got Fogerty. We got Fogerty.
Yeah.
Part of the Creedence Clearwater Revival Band, one of the greatest American bands of all time. He, of course, wrote Center Field with Willie Mays in the lyrics. And John, geez, boy, thanks for joining us.
This is John Sally.
John Sally.
Oh, I thought they were going to play it all. He
where
ended up
did
hanging
it go
up.
From
yeah,
there?
That well, was
I'll
the
tell
big
you,
what happened?
I'll tell you where I went from there.
Oh.
John Sally.
Yeah, he
well,
said it again.
I guess we'll try to call an audible here. Joining us now, a member of the Bad Boy Pistons. Oh. He won two titles. John Sally. Click.
Click.
Gone.
Wow.
It was the most incredible thing I've heard in my radio career.
We should start doing that on purpose. That's tremendous radio.
And then we had a dial tone after he was trying. Hey, you were a bad boy. It was
still a bad boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then again.
Started out that was the whole call.
What would you do? What would you do?
What do you mean?
Someone brings you on and they do a whole build up.
I think I'd make fun of myself if I tried to.
But what you didn't hear, and I told Steiny today, I put this thing on the autopsy table. He ran some material saying he helped produce the track.
I didn't hear that.
And while doing so, Steiny was still, hey, John and the Pistons, and the joke kind of just failed, and I think John was out. Y'all ain't even going to laugh at my joke.
Yeah.
Either that or he's just
Steiny,
like,
I'm for sure. I listened to it 80 times.
They weren't even trying to have me on, though.
I thought there was a prank or something.
Someone brings you on, you think it's to talk Warriors, and it turns out it's to talk about Dazed and Confused with Matt McConaughey. What would you do? What would you do?
I'd say that's a great movie, and I keep getting older, and they keep staying the same
age.
Dibs, I gave you love this morning. The only dude at the station that checked on me, my dude.
Yeah, thank you, of course. I saw the email, and I thought about it. Because I've been through it, and you've been through it a number of times, and we've all been through it. And the one thing about what that illness is you never know. Like, you can get it, and you could be down for 3 months. You can get it and be down for 12 hours. You just don't know.
You can get it and not even know you have it.
And there you go.
But if you don't test, exactly.
No, like some people, like you also could have no symptoms. So, I mean,
that's my wife.
Yeah.
My wife has been asymptomatic for sure.
Like
every
time. People who have it and you don't even, know how you end up even knowing.
For granted, and what this kick I'm on is, oh, what am I going to watch tonight? The feeling you have when you think you're bored or you're not doing anything, but you're healthy, is the greatest gift you can have, because when you got chills or your stomach or your head, it's incredible to be sick. It's every little second of your life is hard to sleep. It's like, and I said I'm Derek Jeter because I had the number two. It was just,
I appreciated something you did today that was subtle. And again, this is with no judgment. Everybody handle this however you want to handle it. But you guys are starting the show, and Steiny, you could hear he brings you back like Goo's back, and he's about to say why you were out, and he stopped because there's like this privacy thing.
Oh, I don't have it.
People still have this in their head, like there's some
not
shame.
Me, Willard.
There's shame.
Not
it's like,
me.
Oh no.
I'm open book.
And so
privacy.
No, but there's a thing. Like, nobody.
Well, the thing is privacy, and what we learned about HIPAA laws is that if he doesn't say what he had,
I get it. Yeah. Everybody do it how you want. But I've walked around for 45 years in my life, and someone will go, I had the flu. And then that's it. You had the flu. Really? So all I'm saying is I appreciated that he took a right turn and you grabbed your mic and went, I had COVID.
But I can show you an iPhone worth of text messages, 100 of them from friends and family. You got it again?
Right.
Are we still cool, bud? You got it again. Like, how am I supposed to respond to that? But some people
say, like, I'm an 8-time champ now.
Well, there is shame, and it's become much like, I don't know why. It's become shame because of society, and it's become shame because
of
what we've gone through. And it reminds me of, and this, you're probably too young for this, but herpes. And you can go ahead and dump it if you want. Grandy, you're not paying attention.
Back in the 80s,
if you had herpes, you would never mention you had herpes. And now when you have COVID, you don't mention you have COVID because people judge you.
That's a sexually transmitted disease. That's totally different.
It's not only an STD. For me, it's about shame. It's about the shame of illness. When you have the flu, there's no shame.
Right.
When you have strep throat or mono, there's no shame. When you have COVID now, there's shame. Is there shame?
If you accept it. Yeah. Like, no, there's no shame.
I don't feel shame at all, but people will shame you. Yeah. And, you know,
bleep them.
I'm just saying that there is shame out there. I'm not saying that I shame, there is shame around it, and that's just a fact of society.
You could say it's the new flu, Willard. Yes, that's oddly.
I have a word for it. Sick.
Okay.
You got sick. Yeah. And then you got better and you came back to work.
Yeah. Stani had my back in that.
End of story.
Well, and if you never would have tested, then you just would have had the flu.
No, I knew something was going on. Yeah.
No, but if you.
Well, then why'd you test?
Because I needed to know what was going on.
It's COVID.
But what if it was? Exactly. Then I'd be like.
Would you have come to work, though? You felt like crap.
Yeah, but so, I had to go. Yeah. I didn't do the home test. I had to go to Kaiser Emergency because I was telling the symptoms, and then I was getting a little headache. And they were like, let's just test you. And it was like, oh, wow, snap.
Again, everybody handle their own health however they want to handle their own health. I would like to go back to the days where when you get sick, you stay home, and then when you're better, you come back.
That's
you
real.
Can use whatever word you want for what you
that's
had.
Real.
You
wow.
got
real.
Sick, yeah. and then you got better, and you came back to work. That's all.
But
that's
if you get better, and if you test and you have COVID, there's a certain amount of like, okay, you're better, but should you come back to work because of the idea of
rules.
Spreading?
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
There's rules, but like Mark's saying, like if you have a flu or if you feel sick, and you don't test, and you feel better the next day, you go to work because you feel better.
But think about others, too.
Well, I mean, you never know. I had a coworker here on this station who would always show up sick.
Okay. And you got a brand new baby. I thought of you,
well,
too.
Well, I mean, and I appreciate that. Yeah. But this is years ago before I had a baby. And, you know, this is back before pre-COVID where...
I know who it was.
Yeah, you showed up.
I was going to say, I'd like to eliminate myself from this conversation
now. You were not even close to being here.
And I'm thinking of like eight guys in my mind. Like, I'll never know.
And we all did it. You were sick, but you showed up to work anyway because, you know, Steiny, you're from the old school. And your dad and my dad. And
you power through.
Yeah, you do.
You power through.
Yeah.
And you know what? My fever wasn't 102, and you feel a little under the weather, and you show up to work. But now, when you don't feel great, if you test and you get it, well, then you stay home because you don't want to spread it to somebody who might be vulnerable.
I just think, that's like, all. You know, do that with the flu, too. That's all. That's the way
for
I
sure.
think. Yeah, like,
for sure.
I don't know why it only has to be COVID where you're like, let's think about the other people around.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? I don't want the flu either. I don't even want a cold. Colds are killers in this industry.
Yep.
If I can't laugh, what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know, anyway, go ahead. We can move on.
That's you're
real.
You're listening. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Can I ask you two a question?
Of course
I'm under the premise, the way I live my life and I watch sports and watch businesses operate, what Steph Curry has helped build or make this Warrior organization into, there is a debt. I know they're paying him, but I believe he's still playing at a high level. He's not what he was at 25, but 26 a game. That behind closed doors, their number one, quote, priority is, we got to do this for Steph. And Steiny makes it sound like I'm saying whatever Steph says goes. He calls Lakers, but there is an eternal debt of he's still good. Let's try to get him a guy or guys that can help him maximize what's left if he's on the back nine of his career.
I don't know how Dibs feels about it. I've listened to you guys talk this out a lot today, and I can acknowledge, first of all, of course, yes, there is they owe the world to Steph Curry. Does that actually mean they're supposed to XYZ this offseason? Like, I'll take your answer to what Mike Dunleavy said about Klay Thompson yesterday. With players like that, it's impossible to remove the emotion from the conversation.
I believed him on that.
Okay, so agreed on that with Steph Curry. I think they will do what you want them to try to do for Steph Curry, but it's not because they owe it to him. It's because it's still the right thing to do. He's still a really good player, and he still represents their best chance of being relevant. I'm not going to use the words championship contender, but their best chance to be relevant next year, which matters to them, is to continue to build around their current best player. Mm. He is still their best player. So it's not because they owe it to him. It's because I think it's the right move to make. Trading him, as some would suggest,
oh my gosh,
there's so much more to, like, go talk to the business office about that idea. It's not people make it so simple. It's over.
He's a one jersey man.
Like, my God, he's the franchise. You just trade him. The ripple effect would be massive.
I don't think you owe him anything as far as like making a move that would hurt you for the future or making a move that's desperate for the current. I do think that you need to try to do all you can not only for him, but for yourself. The only person they owe is Joe Lacob and Peter Guber and the other owners. They owe them a product that can continue to make money and fill the arena and be competitive and all the rest of it. And if that means maximizing the Steph Curry window, then that's what that means. I don't think that you owe him, like, we're going to trade all our young guys and a bunch of picks to bring in Paul George, and we're going to sign this guy and that guy, and we're going to do all we can for 2 years and know full well that after 2 years, we're going to be terrible. I don't think that that's what they owe Steph Curry. They owe Joe Lacob what you owe him as an employee.
Let me ask you this. If and I'd have to crunch the numbers, but let's say they have a deal for Paul George, but it keeps them in the second apron, which means they're going to lose a draft pick in like 2030. Wow. And the way they operate from this point on, they're hamstrung with combining salaries. In other words, it's punitive. Would you do it?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The second apron is, look, I think
let's call it what it is.
No, I think everybody's hell-bent on being out of it.
Exactly.
Hell-bent. I mean, and I know that most of us, self-included, I don't want to sound like I got this whole thing figured out.
But what if that deal gets you, it's almost worth being in it.
It gets you Paul George.
I have the list.
Are you doing it? I just told you.
I'm going to Willard yesterday. Durant, I would do it.
I have the list in front of me of what it means if you're over the second apron. Not allowed to acquire a player in a sign and trade. Not allowed to use a pre-existing trade exception. Not allowed to take back more money in a trade. Not allowed to aggregate contracts sent out. Not allowed to send out cash. Not allowed to sign a player waived during the regular season that had a pre-existing salary of $12.9 million plus. Not allowed to sign and train your own free agents if the incoming salary exceeds the second apron. Not allowed to use a trade exception created from a sign and trade. That's the list. Now, none of that's interesting to Joe basketball fan, but that's really interesting to basketball teams. Like you're up a creek,
and so, they're up one now.
Yeah,
I mean, not making the playoffs.
That's why Dunleavy hit the chord that he hit yesterday with talking about like how hard it is to do it. I think the Warriors. You hear every reporter saying the same thing. They're knocking on every door. Aggressive.
Ramona
they're going
Shelmore.
That right. Yeah. They're good, and I have no doubt that they are. But they're going to continue to publicly under-promise in the hopes of over-delivering because, they're in a spot, and it's going to be really, really sort of tough for them to navigate through for one or two of these deals. And they need to be ready to sound excited if they've got to run it back.
I agree. What I heard from Mike Dunleavy yesterday is we're not really sure what direction we're going in. We're kind of open to anything. If we had an opportunity to get a Paul George, we might. But you know what? We wouldn't scoff at Bol Bol either if we had an opportunity to get him and we think he's going to be good in 3 years. Like, they could go any way. That's why I think he's just left everything wide open.
That's why they've told Clay to sit and wait.
Exactly.
They don't know how this is going to go. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and they also probably have a Like, I think that they've got a little inkling, as does maybe Clay, that it's not going to go the way that he thought it was going to go.
Right. Well, for example, I bet you half, I bet you more than half of us, I think I did, thought they were going to buy, you know, wave Looney.
Yeah, I thought so.
I thought there was certainly a possibility.
If you had asked me a month ago, I'd have said yes.
Yeah.
And I would too.
But now I kind of understand why they didn't.
It doesn't save them that much money.
Exactly.
And then continues to be now an $8 million chip.
But they need him on the basketball.
And that's fine, too.
I don't think
they need him on the basketball floor.
But rebounding is very important. And he was a...
And they led the league in rebounding, I think.
Great locker and room guy.
Leading the league in rebounding because it got you no playoffs.
Right.
And you need Kevon.
You could talk about Kevon per 36, but he doesn't play 36. Mm. He plays about 14 now. So we can all do the per 36 minute stats, but 36 minutes for Kevon now is 3 games. That's a week.
Wow. I don't think they need him. I think they'd be fine if he's here. He doesn't hurt you.
Exactly.
He doesn't hurt you on the roster. Great guy in the locker room. Steve Kerr's favorite. There's value there. $8 million, whatever.
I think ideally for the Warriors, Looney doesn't play much except kind of for an emergency. Mm. That would be perfect. I mean, maybe they're going to use him as a trade piece along with somebody else, but
right.
I mean, yeah, Looney to me is...
Wow. I asked Donnie, am I wrong to say that this Clay thing is ugly already? Just the energy behind every reporter coming on our station, every talking head. Not that they're not talking Willard and Diaz, but it's like, there's nothing going on. Like, they're far apart. And I'm just like, the energy just seems like the IU thing is a bit different. But this Clay, it's just like there's a stalemate or almost like, don't even hope, Dibs. This thing, I don't, like, who am I to feel bad for a guy that's made all the chicken for right. Clay? But if his goal was to remain here, I feel like this is ugly already.
Well, if that was his goal, then he would have signed a contract last October. If that was his goal, I think his goal was to get out there for the first time and be a free agent and see what's out there. And now that you're out there, you're kind of seeing that it's not going to be as good as maybe you thought. And Malik Monk signing for less than $20 million per.
That shocked me, man.
Right? So Malik gets $4.78 million, and he's better than Malik Monk right now. But the Malik Monk contract is more of a future deal for Sacramento. So if you're Clay and you see that, you're thinking, geez, maybe I won't get 3-90.
The only thing about Monk is that because he was an early bird free agent, the Kings actually offered him the most they could possibly pay him. So Monk, probably a lot of things, might have been worried he wasn't going to get that if he hits the open market. And then he was probably like, you know what, $20 million a year, I like it here, I'm playing, it's cool. Mm. So I think he signed that because he didn't want the stress of going into free agency.
Right.
Well,
right.
I also think that the key number there is not the 78, it's the 4. That's what it sounds to me like a lot of free agents are looking for that teams right now are not willing to do. Like all these reports about Clay.
You're right.
Right, it's all 1+1 or the Warriors offered 2. Nobody wants to do 3, let alone 4. And I know Malik's only 25, 26 years old. That's a different story. So that's why he gets that offer. But I think that you're watching this not just in the NBA, all over sports. Look at the Boris 4. Everybody goes into free agency like, I'm getting 7 years and 250. No, you're getting 1.
So you're telling me, okay, and this, I've been bedridden. You're telling me that Draymond Green basically just ruined the season when he hit Jordan Poole, did what he did last year, and Clay, and you gave him 4. Forget the, and Clay can't get more than 2. And I always say, oh, you worry about what's going on in your own backyard, dude. But just tell me that's not cool. How can you not revert or default to, so he got 4, and maybe they saw how awful Lacob and company that deal was, and maybe the byproduct is Clay. That was an error. We can't make it. But if you're Clay, wouldn't that really just, oh my gosh.
I can't say if it did or if it didn't. I can see your thought process that it would really annoy him. But if I'm the Warriors, my answer, which will be unsatisfactory, I get it, but my answer would be that was a completely different market. Totally different time. Totally different set of circumstances. We thought we were a contender. We had just won a title and gone to the second round. And then we offered you, we offered you two at a really, what is turning out to be an attractive number. And then we got more data, which was we didn't even make the playoffs. Mm. So it's a totally different world now.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if it's acrimony. I think the Warriors just, okay, he didn't take the 48. Now they're in this spot. I think they just said, hey, we want you back, but we got to do other stuff first. And that probably rubs him the wrong way.
No doubt.
But they have to do other things first.
That's like saying, hey, I think I want to go with you, but I got to go on a few more dates. I'll get back to you. I'll double back. That's net. That now, boy. Well, just think about how you'd feel.
Except that the moves they could make could pave the way for him coming back and them be better. In theory.
So put your ego on hold. We'll get back to you.
Well, but that's going to be hard if somebody goes, hey, Clay, we'll give you 50 for 2 million well, or two well, years for 50 right now. Well, then he might leave.
Divs, do you think that hasn't happened? Because there are reports saying, oh, the market that Clay thought was there. I'm like, that's not being fair. Could be true, but that's been out there. You think he already knows? Oh, boy. The 30 that everybody said was coming from Orlando might not be there.
I think it's the 3, not the 30. I think Mark's right about the, it's more about the years. If you're Clay, would you take 3 and 60 or 2 and 50? I think you'd take 3 and 60 rather than 2 and 50. That way, 3 and 60, you get to play 3 more years of basketball.
Ain't got to worry about it.
It's 10 more million, and you get to play basketball for 3 years. 2 and 50, which I don't think is out there, even if you had 2 and 50 here, or 3 and 60 there, I think you'd take 3 and 60 without a doubt.
I think you have a point. And if I'm Klay Thompson, and I know this, I don't want to try to compare it. The comparison bothers people because they're very different players and they handle their positions differently. And Malik's been coming off the bench. But if I'm Klay Thompson and I see 26-year-old Malik Monk,
oh man,
not even get 20, I'm like, oh damn. You could tell 30, goodbye. Malik didn't even get 20, and he's 26.
Nah, he's a baller.
He's 26.
But you're better than Malik Monk.
Yeah, better.
For sure.
Listen, the Warriors are asking you, if you come back, to play the Malik Monk role.
You think
they want you to be their sixth man. So I don't think the NBA is looking at Clay saying you're markedly better than Malik Monk.
You're better. And I don't think you're 4-year contract better, but if you're getting a 2-year deal, you're getting more than 2 years and 40. Yeah, I would think if you're Clay.
Okay, right, but 30's gone.
Oh, 30's way gone.
That's all
and
I'm
Bobby
saying.
Bobby Marks came on our show about 8 weeks ago, and Bobby said, you know, Clay, what Clay did this year is worth 30. That's where the market is for Clay. And then the first contract off the board, and I'm glad that you pointed that out, that it's an early bird situation. And so, you know, he settled for less than what he could get if he actually became a real free agent. And he did it because he wanted the security. So, but if Malik would have thought that he can go out there and get 4 and 100, he would have.
Well, and if I'm Klay Thompson, I'm trying to say Malik Monk has nothing to do with me because he did something for his own reasons.
For his own team, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, well, here's what
we'll
got.
Listening.
Willard and Dibs are at Chase Center tomorrow round 1 of the draft. Guru and I will be there Thursday for round 2 of the draft, and you can hear it all on 95.7 The Game.
We'll see you Friday, Steiner.
This is John Sally.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments, Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.